This is Dr. Mejia, the 10th field patient, Alejandro Torrealba, medical records 161687, direct 1128, 1980, referring physician, Dr. Francis Chala. Procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure, biopsies, cost nepolepectomy, date of procedure, June 19, 2024. Indications, melena, possible colitis, constipation, possible diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the hepatic flexure, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, mild sigmoid colitis, number 4, severe proctitis, severe paragraph. Deformation, cecum, terminal ileum, complication, non-immediate medication after monitoring CCA care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston preparation score of 6, 2 in the right colon, 2 in the transverse colon, 2 in the left colon, pure paragraph. Opera procedure, aspir colonoscopy template, peritoneal ileum was examined, pure paragraph. Findings in a rectum, ulcerations, edema, subepithelial hemorrhages, and granularity of the mucosa, severe ulceration of the rectal mucosa, multiple biopsies were taken. This is consistent with severe proctitis, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there's mild erythema and subepithelial hemorrhages consistent with mild colitis, biopsy taken, paragraph. Sigmoid colon, descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, paragraph. Small flexure, pyonoma, paragraph. Transverse colon, pyonoma, paragraph. Hepatic flexure, small poly, about 3 to 4 millimeters, pale cause, nepolepectomy performed, paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, pyonoma, terminal ileum, pyonoma, paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports. Number 2, avoid NSAIDs. Number 3, monitor clinical exposure. We start the patient on mesalamine suppositories in the meantime for treatment of possible ulcerative colitis, period, paragraph. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports here for the purposes of documenting mucosal healing. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. For the purposes of following up on colon polyps and surveillance, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.